Greetings one and all, wherever you are in the universe, and welcome to the latest episode of An Espresso Shot of Confidence, the podcast that explores confidence from many different angles, challenges taboos and unhelpful narratives, and empowers you to be awesome, loudly and proudly. And today, we are going to dive in to a key word in the title of this podcast, and that is confidence. In particular, today, we're going to learn exactly how to fly into the confidence zone. Right into the confidence zone. I couldn't help myself at all with that. But anyway, confidence. There's a lot of misconceptions around what confidence is. And one of those misconceptions is you will be able to do something when you are confident. And yes, confidence certainly helps you to get started. But when you're trying a new skill, when you are dancing outside of your comfort zone, when you're doing something for the first time, you're facing change. And change offers uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, there's chaos. And that's when our ego can start taking over and start questioning, what if? What if everything goes wrong? What if it's a disaster? You're no good at that. You can't do this. Why are you even thinking you should be doing this? And you end up in this whole feedback loop, which can really, really, really create a lot of pressure and make you feel like, I can't do this. And then when you're in that zone, it's very common then to not do things or start telling everybody that you can't do stuff. That, nah, that's not for me. I can't do that. I can't sing. I can't dance. I can't do videos. I can't do public speaking. Nah, I can't work there. I don't have the skill set. And you get stuck in this feedback loop. And like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're right. From that, if you believe that you can't do something, then it is very difficult to develop confidence. And that whole mindset can have an impact on your self-esteem, your belief systems, your ability to make things happen, to make change happen. So before we dive into this, just want to share this Stoic quote from Marcus Aurelius. Your mind will take the shape of what you frequently hold in your thought, for the human spirit is colored by such impressions. And I know for me personally, over the years, I've said that I can't do things, that I don't believe I have the skill set to do things, or that in the past, I've had negative experiences doing things, and that has made me think, well, I can never do it. Nah, I'm incompetent. I don't have that skill. That's not for me. That's for somebody more confident than me. But I let that negative viewpoint, those negative ideals, influence my future. These echoes from the past. Those times when people laughed at me when I was doing public speaking. Those times when somebody said to me, oh, Ashley, you'll never be able to travel the world. Those times when I was told, no, you're no good. You're no good at English. You're no good at maths. You can't do that. And the fact of the matter is, in a lot of cases, a lot of these sentences, a lot of these phrases were throwaway statements made by people that have we're totally unaware of the impact that that may have. Now, I chose to take that. I chose to believe that that was true. I chose to accept that as my reality, that I can't do that, that I will never. Until I didn't. Because here's the thing. You get to choose. You get to choose your narrative. You get to choose what you believe and what you don't believe. You get to choose what you can and cannot do. Because ultimately, that is a choice. You are choosing. When you say you can't do something, that is a choice. Because ultimately, where is the evidence that you can't do it? Or where is the evidence that you cannot learn the skills, develop those skills over time to be able to go from not being able to do something to being able to do it? For example, I never thought I could learn languages. I thought, oh, I'm terrible at languages, I can't do them. Why? Why did I believe that? Because I had rudimentary French classes at school and I didn't buy into it because I lived in a little village in the middle of England where I never got to practice it and I didn't see the utility of the language. I thought it was pointless. I would rather be playing PE. But I got to the point where I was like, well, I can't do that. I can't learn that. Now I'll never be able to speak another language. Until I changed the narrative, until I moved abroad. And I was like, okay, I need to learn another language now. So I learned. And I went from step one, not knowing anything, to step two, learning something, being able to say my name, asking basic questions. And over that time, periodically, you build on that skill. And then the more that you build on that skill, you develop confidence in your ability to use that language in different situations. When I've done my language teaching in the past, lots of people say, oh, I can't speak, I can't do this, I can't do that. My language is terrible, I'm never going to be fluent. But the fact of the matter is, it's got nothing to do with the fluency. It has everything to do with their perception of their ability. They don't think they can do it. Whereas in fact, the evidence says exactly the opposite. The key thing to think about here, the key thought is confidence is a personal thing. It comes through practice. It comes by taking step after step after step after step after step and repeating those things. The first important thing is to start. Once you start building up competence. And from that competence comes confidence. And then you repeat and you repeat and you repeat and repeat because you will always reach plateaus. You will always reach blocks. You will always reach moments where you don't have that skill. You need more skill. You need to develop more skill to get to the next level. So it's an ongoing process. And there will be times where you are faced in a situation where you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I have the skill for this. And your ego might take over there. But if you've got to this point, have the confidence in the knowledge that you got to this point, and you were able to overcome challenges before that, so then you can use that energy to power through the next challenge, to go, okay, what do I need to get past this challenge? And again, that just develops more and more confidence. So there's five things that you can do to build up your confidence. So at the beginning, and all the way across this, stop with the comparisons. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago on another podcast. Just lose the comparisons. Don't compare yourself at the start of your journey to somebody that's already way ahead of you in their journey, that has already put in the reps, that has already developed massive, massive amounts of skill and competence in an area. Yes, use them as a role model. But don't think recording your first video, doing your first public speaking gig, posting your first piece of content on social media, you're going to get the same success as them. Because you won't. Because they have harnessed and they have learned the skills. They have put in the hard yards. You haven't yet. And each activity that you do from that moment you do that first one brings you closer to developing those skills, mindset, and results that we will help you move in the direction that you need to move in, not what they need to do. That's irrelevant. You're moving in the direction that you want to move. So each action you take moves you closer to wherever you're aiming to be. Which links me to the second thing. Have clear goals in mind when you get started. Don't just go, yeah, I want to learn language. That's wishy-washy nonsense. That's not concrete. What language do you want to learn? And then know what steps you're going to need to take to get to that point. Because you're going to go, okay, yeah, I downloaded Duolingo. Brilliant. Okay, that's one step. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, I'm going to put in 50 hours a day. No, you're not. You ain't got 50 hours a day. Be realistic here. How much time have you got to commit to that particular goal, to that particular action, to make it happen? And constantly check in. So say, for example, you're planning to do videos. Okay, what do you want to achieve by doing videos? Now, if you're saying, okay, I'm going to post one video, I'm going to go viral and get loads and loads and loads of clients, that's not really possible because nobody knows you. Nobody knows the value you have to offer. And if you're able to get massive results just off one video, okay, great. But the chances of that happening are really, really small. Because it takes time to build up an audience that is engaged and knows and trusts you. It might take 10 videos, it might take 5, it might take 20, it might take 100 to get to that point. The thing is, along the way, you'll be learning what works for you. You'll be learning the style of delivery that works for you, the messaging that works for you, how you are on camera, the best time to do the camera action, the best time to post. You're going to be learning all of this stuff, and along the way, that's going to build up your confidence. So ultimately, that first video is your first step. So set a realistic goal about that you want to get 10 people commenting. That's realistic. Or you just want to post it. Post first video on social media platforms and get 10 comments or 10 likes. That's a realistic goal, and that's something that you can move towards. And the more that you do that, the more confidence you get. And remember to celebrate your wins as you go. That first step is huge. It takes so much energy, so much effort. Taking that step into the unknown, it's just so uncertain. So take those steps. Take those steps, move forwards, and celebrate the fact that you have taken those steps. Believe me, it just builds up that confidence. It really does. It really does. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was giving myself a little bit of a hard time about the fact that I don't feel like I was making that much progress with my Spanish. And then I went back and I actually looked at how much stuff I'd covered. I wrote some stuff down in the book in Spanish. I heard some people speaking in Spanish and understood what they were saying. I read something in Spanish, I understood what it was. And it reminded me to go, wow, 2 years ago, you knew nothing other than cerveza, which is a good word to know. It's a great word to know if you're in a Spanish-speaking country and you like beer. But that was all I knew really about Spanish, other than the basic greetings, hola, adios, gracias. But I didn't know anything else. I certainly didn't know grammar. I certainly couldn't have a conversation. So actually reflecting on that really helped me to think about how far I'd come. As I mentioned in a podcast a couple of weeks back, compare yourself with where you were to where you are now. Don't compare yourself with somebody that's far ahead of you. make sure you're celebrating those wins every step of the way. Believe me, it builds up confidence. And now, again, another example, I look at how I am on video now to how I was. I'm just so much more confident. I feel so much more alive. My delivery is so much more natural. People watch. People pay attention. People get so much from the content I put out. It's massive. It's massive. The fact that I'm talking right now on a microphone, looking at a camera, and feel so comfortable doing this is huge for somebody who used to be extremely shy and hated public speaking. So just always check in with yourself. Set those clear goals. Celebrate your wins along the way. And start practicing the positive self-talk. Because believe that you can do something as you were doing it. Because ultimately you are doing something. The fact that you're starting is an action, is progress. So celebrate that fact. Tell yourself that you can do it. If you come up against something that you can't do at the moment, make sure you check in with that. I can't do it yet. I can't do it at the moment. Instead of saying, no, I can't do it, I'll give up then. I can do it. I've got this. I want to do it. I love doing this. Oh, wow. Look at all the progress I've made. This is going to make a difference. I'm so proud of myself right now for doing this. This is big. This is huge. This is massive. Come on, you've got this. And you know, just as I was talking there, thinking about those examples of positive self-talk, my energy levels just came up. I felt lighter in my body. I felt a smile come across my mouth. I can feel it there right now. The positive self-talk just puts you in a different energy space, which makes it so much easier to do an action. If you compare it to, oh, well, I should be doing this and I should be doing that and, oh, God, I'm no good at this, I'm no good at that. You kind of disappear into yourself and that energy can repel people. It's not great at all. It's not because you don't believe it. And if you don't believe it, it's hard to get a buy-in from other people. But when you believe you can do something, when you totally buy into it yourself, and you're giving that positive self-talk, and you're saying, I've got this, I can do this, I'm going to make it happen. It just infuses everything with a magnetic energy that people just can't ignore. So definitely lean into that as you go, because there will be those moments where you doubt yourself, where you've got a challenge that feels difficult, overwhelming even. But if you lean into your positive self-talk and say, I can do this, I'm going to make it happen, I'm going to find a solution, then you will. And along the way as well, don't forget to lean into your strengths. Celebrate them. Use those things that you've already got, the lessons you've learned, the skills you've got to power you forwards in whatever you're doing. For example, I know many years ago when I became a teacher, I'd never been in a classroom before. As a teacher, obviously as a student, I didn't have a clue how to handle all these teenagers in front of me. I had no idea how I'd get them to buy into the class. No idea. But what I did have was managerial experience. So I approached it like a project. I was like, okay, what do I need to do? What can I control right here? What skills have I got right now that I can use to make this class a success? And that's how I got things moving to start with. And I wasn't very confident in front of the class at all, but I was like, I'm a confident manager, so I'm going to treat this like a project. And over time, that really, really, really helped me massively because things went wrong. I'd planned classes and they didn't go well. The students didn't buy in. They didn't get it. They were in a bad mood. There was something going on. They rocked up late, whatever. Leaning into my strengths enabled me to be able to adapt to these different situations and change things up and manage whatever problems presented themselves when they presented themselves. And being in a classroom situation, being in a leadership situation, being in a public speaking situation, delivering online courses, online programs, workshop, masterclasses, there will be problems. There will be times when things go wrong. So having that confidence and belief in my awareness to adapt, that was massive and really helped me to develop as a teacher. So think about that when you're approaching a new skill, a new area that you're thinking, oh God, this is way beyond me, way outside my comfort zone. What skills do you have now at your disposal that you can utilize to make progress in whatever it is you're doing? Really lean into them. They will help you. You will find so many new ways that you can utilize those skills when you open your mind to them. And the last thing I recommend to build up your confidence is keep on dancing outside of that comfort zone. That's where the magic happens. Dancing outside the comfort zone. Yes, that's exactly where the magic happens. In neurolinguistic programming, there's a belief that chaos is the best learning environment. And when you're outside of your comfort zone, you're in chaos because there's so much uncertainty. What's going to happen next? Will the world explode if I post a video? Wow, what will people think? How am I going to end up? Who am I? What's going on? And you can feel so uncertain and so uncomfortable. But you're growing in that moment. Every time you take a step outside of it, you are growing. You're building resilience. You're building up new skill sets, adaptability. You are evolving as a person. And life continually presents opportunities to do that. Continually presents opportunities. This is not a young person's thing. This isn't any person's thing. You can always learn. You can always change. You can always adapt. It is never too late to change things, to start a new career, to find love, to move abroad, to conquer a fear. It's never too late. And if you've been constantly dancing outside of your comfort zone, you will have skills there that will power you through no matter how big that challenge is. Because you'll know that you can do it. You'll know you have the resilience. And you'll know that you've done it before. So why won't you be able to do it again? You faced that challenge. You did that thing that felt overwhelming. You turned that can't into a can before. Why not again? And on that note, I think it's time for today's espresso shot of confidence. Which is, and I'm just going to repeat what I said earlier, believe that you can turn those can'ts into cans and watch your confidence grow. And then repeat, 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 repeat. And you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. That's making me smile just thinking about it. Because we spend so long in our lives thinking that we can't do things and limiting ourselves, minimizing our impact. All because of a belief, a thought. Beliefs and thoughts can be changed. So what are you going to change? So I'll leave you with that. As we ride off into the sunset, don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening or watching this to get notifications of when the next episodes drop. And as always, right now, have an awesome day wherever you are in the universe. And don't forget to be awesome.